Ag brings all parties together. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We've got the ability to work together, which is unusual in Washington. So many people are frustrated with the partisan bickering, and this is an area that we tend to get along.
Tennessee's 4th District Republican Congressman, Dr. Scott Desjarlais. He's been visiting constituents throughout the district this week while home from Washington, and there are many issues facing Congress as they continue to debate how to best move the country forward in these tough economic times. And Desjarlais, who's a member of the House Agriculture Committee, says that's the committee that works best together.
The three committees I serve on in Washington, Oversight, Education, and Ag. Clearly, Ag is the most bipartisan committee. It's one of the most enjoyable committees to work on, very non-contentious when we're looking at finding solutions to the agricultural problems across the country.
Dr. Scott Desjarlais says one of the Ag Committee's priorities this year is to pass a new farm bill, and that guides national farm policy for the next 5 years. And the current legislation is set to expire by the end of this year.
We keep saying we're going to ride it, and things keep getting pushed back, and we don't have a firm budget number, so we don't know what we're going to do. We know that the farm bill seems to be cut every time we go around, and it's one area that does actually help make money for the country and is a good value and return on an investment. But one of the frustrating parts is the crop insurance and the amount of proposed cuts that are coming out of there. We need this safety net, and we would like to see them look more at the food stamp program for some of the cuts instead of trying to put it all on that small portion that goes to crop insurance.
Representative Desjarlais says House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma has told him recently that he still thinks they can get a farm bill passed this year, although there's still a long ways to go. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.